Hello again, folks. So, good news if you're down in Yorkshire because they're going to have a big festival of sculpture on. It's all over. I had a look at the Guardian article, and everybody's really excited about it. And it's called Yorkshire Sculpture Festival hopes to be a force for change. I'm not going to do a hate read because the Guardian's just sort of reporting on it, and we're going to have a look at what this festival of sculpture is like. Well, you can tell, I mean, even now they're using their little weasel words. Yorkshire Sculpture Festival hopes to be a force for change. So, all right, so who wants change? What is it that they want to change? And why do they want to change it? You've got to, don't let these things slip past, because they're all like weasels with this language, the way they use it. So say, event arguably makes Leeds and Wakefield area best place in Europe to see sculpture. When we started here, no one thought it was a good idea, says Peter Murray, the director of the Yorkshire Sculpture Park, as he sits in the cafe that overlooks the rolling 202 hectare, 500 acre estate that opened to the public in 1977. So the local resident, this is where it gets good. The local resident, just a local Yorkshire man called Brian Alexander, of course, he's not very impressed with any of this. Because the council have been funneling a ton of money into this massive project that they've got going on in Yorkshire. And so it says Brian Alexander is looking up at Huma Baba's receiver, a green and black humanoid figure that stands between the city's county hall, its police headquarters, and a statue of Queen Victoria. So Brian says, if you want people from Wakefield to be on side, this is an old-fashioned mining community, and this doesn't wash, he says. This is the civic centre of the town, and I think you need something more civic. So Brian's not very impressed at all with all these sculptures going up. I wonder what the problem is. Let's take a look at Huma Baba's receiver sculpture. Oh dear me. Oh no. So that this is what's been placed in Wakefield, I think it is, and right in front of all of the locals. So they've now got to walk past Huma Baba's. This is her receiver statue. And then the article goes on again. For Simon Wallace, the director of the Hepworth Wakefield, that's the big park where they've put all this stuff, the Brexit referendum result in the city, 66.4% of voters were in favour of leaving the European Union, means his gallery has to play a bigger role in keeping the city outward facing. Ah, you see, so that's why all this money's been shoved into this. When Nigel and this, so this is Simon Wallace. When Nigel Farage came here, people were over the moon. The turnout was incredible. It's terrifying. It really is, says Wallace. So it's like I think the problem that they've got then is the. All the like the local arty farty types are middle class wankers, and they're surrounded by sort of people who voted for Brexit, people who want less immigration, people who are socially conservative, and it's this Yorkshire question popping up again. So it says Wallace sees a potential positive for the arts in West Yorkshire after the current political situation calms. A move to a more devolved system. One of the good things that could come out of this is the notion of a devolution outside of London, and that these world-class and challenging experiences could be there for everyone, he says. You don't have to water something down just because it's in the regions. So they're trying to make like Yorkshire, little towns in Yorkshire, like to cultural centres, and they've got people in like Hamuma Baba to do a statue with it. So it makes me think that with this place we need to redouble our efforts and fuck the notion of coming up with lowest common denominator to please lots of people. You need to keep it international and to keep people's minds and imaginations open. So To hell with what the local residents want. To hell with Brexit. To hell with Nigel Farage. You Yorkshire people are going to get this, and you're going to get these modern art sculptures, and you're going to get them good and hard. So let's just see what they've been. Oh, fucking hell. So this is now in the middle of Leeds. Right in the middle of Leeds. Look at that. Look at what they've done. There you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, you Brexit voting bastards, because it's hard to look at this any other way than a kind of a sort of cultural punishment beating. They've got all these middle class lefty liberal tits on the arts councils and in the council itself. These middle management bureau types that I've got into on the Chernobyl post. And so what they've done is started to funnel all of this cash to sort of rub their faces in modern art. Look at that. So this one's another one here. It says Dave, by somebody called David Smith, called Full Frontal. It's some metal squares. It's on a lovely piece of lawn there, and the hedge is nice. It's a shame we've got that piece of shit in the middle of it there. And then you've got another A Gentleman of Diversity, because they've got stuff indoors as well. And this one is by Rashid Johnson. I don't know what it's called, but I'll just call it Cheese on Table. Beautiful, beautiful work of art there by Rashid Johnson. All our taxpayers, it says. And then we move on to the big one itself. Look at this. Damien Hirst. So Damien Hirst is actually a local lad. And he's been producing this kind of garbage for years now. And by God, I mean, that is absolutely hideous, isn't it? That is absolutely rotten. And just look what it does to that nice park. I mean, look at that. Even the sheep is looking at it like shit. Even the sheep cannot wait to get away from them. That is absolutely horrible. And just look what they have done to that park. Look at the effect that it has on that park. What a pile of garbage. Look at the size of it. And, you know, it's not even, and I know what Hirst's going for. He thinks it's like really subversive and like edgy. And it isn't. It isn't. Because this is like just what the mainstream culture is now, is this just degenerate crap. I mean, if he wanted to be clever about it, he could have like had a noose around the baby's neck, because, you know, it's an age of mass abortion, or he could have just like had a sort of dollar sign hanging off the woman. But that would have been a little bit reactionary. That would have been, oh, that might be a little bit, somebody might get offended at that because it's a little bit right wing. It would have be a sort of traditionalist critique on modern society. And so this is literally what they've done to them. This is Yorkshire's punishment beating for being a bit right wing. And the thing is, this park where it is, like, that's actually a work of art in itself. So if you have a look at the trees and you have a look at the little bridge, I mean, it looks like a lovely place. I'd love to go walk in there. Maybe I will, but I'm not going to go where they've got that pile of crap there. But the fact is, the park itself was sort of came out of an Englishman's mind and then designed and then actually landscaped and built. So the park itself is actually a work of art in a way. It's something that came from an Englishman's mind and made it into the real world. So all Damien Hirst, it's not that, it's just rubbish. It's worse than that. It's just vandalism at the end of the day. It's just taking something that was already beautiful and putting that hideous plastic Skeletor woman on top of it. It's just sort of vandalism of what was something that was already quite pretty and beautiful. It's not just that he's not artistic, it's that he's fucking up what was already there. And I can't help but think that even if there wasn't a kind of conspiracy within the local council to hang the people of Yorkshire for being too right-wing, to kind of give them a modern art punishment beating and spoil all of these nice areas that they've got with this garbage. Even then, even if it was more latent and subconscious, I think they will actually get a bit of a kick out of seeing the desecration of these areas. I mean, absolutely rotten. Absolutely disgusting. Catch you later, folks. Thanks for donating, everybody. And I am on BitChute as well. So I'll see you next time, folks.